Here comes the fourth most important skill nobody ever taught you. The first was solitude, then we went to silence, and then we discovered gratitude. So what could be number four? Stillness. Stillness makes the world actually spin around us instead of us chasing it. Stillness allows things that weren't meant to us to fly right by, and the things that were meant to us to magnetize toward us. Experienced teachers will stand silent and still in front of the class until they calm down in reverence of her silence and stillness. Try stillness at a gathering. People will be impressed and think you have something to offer and come gather around you. Just make sure you're standing kind of in the center of things as well. Stillness lets you rest and comfort in that silence, in that solitude, in that gratitude. It is, if you might want to say, it is something like an anchor. Stillness also chills our thoughts out. A study showed that when your eyes stay still and focused forward, your thoughts stay still and focused forward. Be still and know there is a God. Yes, you might go by many names, but just know there is an incredible higher intelligence out there, much more attuned to us when we're still. A mind that can be still is free. It means it's not running from negative thoughts, and it's not chasing positive thoughts. It's still, allowing the flow of the universe to dictate reality. And stillness can even clear the clutter to open up new horizons and possibilities.